Hello, everyone. I am coming today for event. I have been postponing recording since the last podcast because where we left off, I read the verse, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. And ever since that day when I recorded that, I have had a heaviness on my heart. Now, I think I've said this many times before, but I'm no Bible scholar. I just record this podcast because it's important for me to record my walk, my faith, my journey. And when I go back, it encourages me to hear perhaps a thought process that the Holy Spirit has changed, or, you know, what I went through and what God has done. So I really just want to be vulnerable and share where I am at. But this has really been a struggle for me over the past year and a half. Really a lot longer than that, since I went through something very difficult when it comes to church authority. Maybe like, I don't know, at this point, maybe like 13 years ago. And it's kind of just hung in the background there. It's not something that I really realized until, you know, new situations came into play and kind of revealed where my heart is with that. So I don't really have a particular scripture to go over. I'm still reading my way through Luke, the Gospel of Luke. And I read this morning Luke 21. So that's where I am in my reading, studying. But I really just wanted to be honest about where I am with spiritual authority. So I wish I could have a conversation with all of you out there and kind of hear your experiences. But it's so disheartening to me, honestly, where the church is at. And we're all over the place on this spectrum. And it grieves me to say that because I love the church. I would never dream of not going to church because the Lord loves the church and that is his bride. And I don't want to badmouth the church. And that's not what this is. This is not a badmouth the church. The church is a hospital. If we reframe it like that, we understand that we're going into a place where there is brokenness and disease and sickness, and there are the caretakers, you know, the doctors, the nurses, so to speak, and there are the sick people, but everyone in there, including the caretakers, also have their issues as well. So I recognize that, and I don't want to look for perfection. I just want to go to a church that is true to the word, that is fully adherent to God's word, not what's convenient for us as human beings and molding it to what we want, but truly submitting to the authority of the word of God. That's a church that I want to go to. But there's another side as well. God tells us that he will set the lonely in families. He tells us that people that are the church, that is our family. So the church is our spiritual family. And we can expect, through what God talks about and how he intended his church, we can expect that the church would be our family. But because of the culture, society, time we live in, and the busyness and everything, that is going on in our day, I don't see this being played out. And I do find like there are some churches that err more on the side of staying true to the word. And then, you know, they don't have that family element. And then the spaces that may be a little bit more on the family or relational side neglect being true to the word. And it's frustrating because we should be able to have both. And you know, of course, there's like a million preferences you can list. And I'm not talking about preferences because sure, I would love there to be, you know, let's have a little checklist. I'd love there to be a strong, solid men's ministry. I love there to be a great youth program because I have people in that age in my home. And I want them to be connected and have family. I like there to be great worship, God-honoring worship, not like a concert type thing, but like, you know, good worship. And, you know, we can go on, right? Comfortable seats and pretty building, like all, none of that really truly, none of that is truly important. But at the core of it, we can say that we would want those two main ones, which is true to the word and relationally a place where we can gain that spiritual family. Here's the thing when it comes to being submitting to one another, okay? I feel hesitant because, again, I don't want to throw a church under the bus and I don't want to badmouth a church. So how can I do this lovingly, or how can I articulate this lovingly? I have been part of churches where it's kind of like, it's kind of a slippery slope to question authority, spiritual authority. And I don't think that that's really healthy. Because we all have the Holy Spirit as believers and we need to listen to one another. But you know, like I said, I'm not saying that I am right on this issue 100%. This is just where I'm at. And what I'm struggling with is that, you know, I would expect to serve and to be respectful and to honor those in authority. But if I truly am seeking the Holy Spirit and studying and I'm in good relationship with the Lord and I feel something is on my heart and I present this time and time again to my spiritual authority and there's like a rejection for change or a lack of true, you know, acknowledgement to move towards, you know, hey, let's explore this together. Let's bring this before, you know, other people in the body and see if they also concur with what you're saying. If there's this lack of like humility there on spiritual, you know, leadership part, that's where, you know, I come into a problem. Like, I feel like I hit a wall then. And then beyond that, there's also where, you know, leadership will, you know, say things, you know, maybe like, you know, church isn't really about you. And if you all have a problem, maybe that's on you. And I don't know. I feel like that's just manipulative. And maybe it's my baggage that I've had from very painful experiences. And maybe I'm putting that so I see where my shortcomings are. But this is where I'm at and I'm really struggling and I'm praying about these things. But if you are trying to connect at a church on the relational side, let's say, and you're really doing everything in your power and the connection is just not happening, How long before you move on? I really do not like being, you know, a church. I know the phrase is church hopper, but I say church shopper. Like, I'm not shopping for a church here. I'm just trying to navigate by the Holy Spirit. And we have pushed towards trying to really put roots somewhere and serve in a local church, but it's not able to happen. And so it's just, it's frustrating and disheartening. But it doesn't mean I give up. I press on. I believe in the church, and we will continue to look forward and find that body of believers where God wants us to serve and connect with. Another note here is, like, I don't think it should be that hard to connect, because this great messages I've been listening to lately at our church about unity. You know, the word does say that they will know, the world will know us by our love. The ability of the church body of believers from all different walks of life, backgrounds, cultures, socioeconomic classes, to be able to come together and love each other and be united, that is powerful. Nothing else in the world can recreate that. There's nothing. So that's why I really do believe that it's powerful, and this is what God intended his church to be like. All people from all cultures, languages, socioeconomic classes, that we unite together in the fact that we choose to surrender our life to the authority of the Lord and his word. And it shouldn't be that hard. That's just my belief. Like, if I meet someone and they tell me, you know, this happened recently. I met this woman, and within 3 minutes, she's like, oh, I hate to say all this really, really personal stuff, but I'm just going through this thing right now. And so I'm in a rush, and I'd love to talk to you more another day. And she just spilled all that she's going through. And I just, you know, immediately, you know, have compassion for her, because truly, as the word says, like, she is my sister. Like, I don't have to know her for 5, 6 months or 6 years or whatever. If we are believers, we are brother and sister. Like, that is what the Lord said. So it shouldn't be like, I don't know. I don't know what we are making it, but that's just my belief. I just feel like, why does it have to be so hard to welcome each other with open arms? And why do we have to have this wall? I know we have to be careful, and I know it's hard to trust people in this day and age, and we don't know truly if that person could just be saying they are a believer when they're not. But we have to leave that in God's hands, you know. We hope that people would fear the Lord or have reverent enough for God that they wouldn't play around with saying that type of stuff. But if it turns out that they're a false person or they're out to hurt us, you know, vengeance belongs to God. So anyway, those are the thoughts on my heart today. I don't know where you are at with your church journey, but I pray that regardless of maybe church hurts that you've experienced, or frustrations, or current struggles with your church, or where you're located, maybe there isn't that church that has both elements of being, you know, true to the word of God and also having that family connection. Maybe that's also you. I just want to encourage you to pray through that. You're definitely not alone in that. And I just would ask you to press in and pray for the church of God, like as I have been. I just pray for his church, all his, you know, body of believers here on the earth that claim and profess faith in his son Jesus. And I pray for the church, and I pray for there to be more godly, biblically sound, biblically true churches in all locations that also have that family and that can come through for that promise of being that adoptive spiritual family that God intended us to have. So that's all for now. I had to say that in order to perhaps come up with something else, but it's just really been on my heart. And so just sharing. Hope you're well. And until next time, be blessed. Bye-bye for now.